Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 17th of April, 2016. Happy Vedic New Year as the sun transits into Aries, and welcome to everyone who's joining for the first time, or those of you who have been following this program for the past, I guess it's all going on to 3 years now. It's such a pleasure to be able to do this program every week, to connect with everyone from around the world and join together in prayer and also in deep meditation, and also to share about Dr. Pillai's travels, what he's doing in the world. And also, I'm very blessed to be able to be in Rameshwaram. I've been in India for the past 2 months, and now I'm in Rameshwaram, and it is an incredible blessing right before Pradosham. And I just had spent the day in the Agni Tirtham, which is the place where it's in the ocean, and it's the place where three oceans meet, three bodies of water meet, and it has the ability to burn karma. That's why they call it Agni Tirtham. And so I was with someone else, and we were both dunking in the Tirtham, which is a sacred water, and it is incredible. It is like water that is on fire. And, you know, there's normal salty water from the ocean, but this place in particular has the ability to remove stubborn karmas from our ancestors, stubborn karmas from past lives, stubborn karmas from our everyday life that we keep carrying from lifetime to lifetime, these patterns that are repetitive, and we can't even stop it. And so I was very conscious. I've been coming to India for the past almost 20 years and been to this particular part of India, which is the southern tip. It's just right before Sri Lanka. And it's an island at the southern tip of southeast tip of India. And it is a magical place. And one of the things is that even though I've been coming and over the past maybe 15 years, I've been probably half a dozen times. I can't really remember. But I've spent time in this Tirtham and then also going to the 22 wells in the temple here. And this time in particular, I was really paying attention, bringing to awareness every dip that I did. All the karmas to be removed from the past, the present, the future, from ancestors, not only in my lineages, but everyone I know and everyone in the world as a human race. I was just praying, and halfway through, I did 108 dips, dunking my head in the water. And I was just praying, oh my God, I'm so lucky to be able to do this. And so why not go for it? You know, we want to bring heaven on earth. We want to be able to do something on the spiritual path that we don't normally get to do in our everyday life. So why not? So my prayers were to, you know, pray for everybody and all the programs, everybody who supports all the programs and all the members over the years. And I just kept thinking how grateful I was, how this is such a blessing. And I just, right now I'm even just speaking about it, and I'm a bit teared up, choked up, because it is the divine blessing that we're here with Dr. Pillai, that we get to find out about all these things that we can do and to be able to remove the karma is such a blessing. So I'm here to share that with you and how important it is, even if you aren't here in India, that you are being prayed for, and to just pay it forward. Pray it forward, actually. So pray it forward and do your daily practices with more consciousness, with more awareness, with more gratitude, that we have these spiritual tools that not everybody, even people in India, don't know the secrets behind the secrets. And being here and being able to go into these special waters that clear the karma, to go into the temple that has the Shivalingam there, that every one of us who has been studying with Dr. Pillai, who is studying now with him, and participating in Pradosham rituals. We know that when we pour water or milk or juice on the Shiva Lingam, even though we don't think, oh, this is not doing, I'm not sure what this is doing, trust it. You're doing a lot. And it's preparing you for maybe someday that you'll come down here. And then you'll go to this Tirtham, this Agni Tirtham, and dunk in these special waters that will wash away all the sins, the mistakes, the patterns of behavior that you just can't get rid of. And then go to the temple and the wells. There's 22 wells, and each well has the ability that has a special property. Each well smells, feels, tastes different. Not that I drink it, but when it lands on, you know, my lips, I can taste. Like there's a different quality, a different experience, a different energy that has the ability to wash away that particular sin, whether it's from ancestors, whether it's a curse, whether it's, you know, like at the final one is, or close to the final one, maybe around 20 to 22, is the one where Krishna, he has to go to this well to remove the sins of Kamsa, killing Kamsa, his uncle. And he has to do that in the Mahabharata. He's got to kill his own uncle because he's a bad guy. And so, and you know, there's all kinds of, there's holy water, sacred water, the Ganga, the Yamuna. And these waters came up magically out of nowhere. They sprung up, and then the wells were built all around them. And how they were identified was by the rishis and the saints and everyone who has come here. And so this place has an incredible ability to energize, to you know, bring to our lives a whole new way of being, a whole new way of understanding. What it is we're doing here on the spiritual path with Dr. Fly. He has great spiritual tools that will do so much good for so many. So it's a pleasure to be able to share that with you, and I'd like to share more about it. But just because, and it's so perfectly timed, there's going to be a Pradosham coming up. So we'll go through a meditation that will help us to feel the karma being burned, and maybe you'll feel the energy coming through as well in that purification process. So we'll explain a little bit more about it after we come out of our meditation. I'm in a hotel lobby now, so it might be a little bit noise in the background. And I apologize for that, but that's what I got to do here. So let's get into a state of receptivity. Allow yourself to come back to your surroundings as you're letting go. Make a prayer of gratitude for being able to feel the empowerment of these sounds, this mind process in the guided meditation. Thank yourself for being here, to be able to connect in real time to the place where Dr. Pillai was born. And his special city power is to change people's destinies. And he was raised here in Rameshwaram for the first 18 years of his life to undergo that transformation process from day one inside of himself, so that he could have the ability to do that for everyone who is blessed to be in contact with him through the teachings or through the program, but also through the seeing him in person, and then just those of you or those of the people who are not throughout the rest of the world, they still get to feel it on some level that their soul will be able to recognize. But as Dr. Pillai says, we're so blessed here in this program, any program that we are with him, because these are very highly evolved spiritual teachings. And only through the grace and blessings of the Master can you get it in a way that is going to be recognized by your soul, depending on your own evolution. But things can happen very quickly. You can jump very quickly. And not only in your spiritual path or journey, but in your everyday life, because he's very committed to a balanced life, both materially and spiritually. So if you feel like you're out of balance of one or the other, or you're not moving fast enough to manifest, your goals, whether they're material or spiritual, it means that there's some karma that can be cleared. And it's not linear. It's very complex. Because as a human being, we're complex. So it makes sense that it will be a little bit of a challenge at times. But here we are in the program. We come together every week to find out, okay, what is the power time this week that can take care of that? Like taking a karmic bath, shower, cleanse, purification. So it's going to mean different things for everybody. And whether you're far away from where I am or where anyone is, that's where you exactly need to be. And we have the tools. Wherever we are, we use them. And miracles happen. So I'd like to share a little bit more about that as everyone's coming back. I'm going to put the call into open discussion mode, and then you can just press star 6 as you wish. And for those of you who know, you're welcome to interrupt me at any time. Those of you who are new, please feel free to interrupt me at any time. You just need to press star 6.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Sucharita. This is Alicia. Thank you so much for this lovely call today. It's my first time.
Okay, and welcome, Alicia.
Thank you. And I started listening to Dr. Pillai by chance just about a month ago when I thought I was suicidal and I wanted to end my life. So it came at a good time. And I wanted to know if you had, so I started doing the line ritual and listening to Thirunilakantham and the different meditations like Arakara and Aha meditation, and I started doing Tarpanam. And I just wanted to know if there was any guidance you could give me. My life journey has been about finding the love of my life and having a beautiful marriage and family. And somehow it's just been heartbreak after heartbreak, which is why I was almost suicidal after my last heartbreak. And I was wondering if you, like, I feel I've done everything from an intellectual level in terms of courses and getting myself better, cleaning out baggage, etc. But I'm not getting the result.
Yes, sorry, you were just on mute. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through a difficult time, and so happy to hear that you're taking the steps that you can. Those are really great spiritual tools, but I'm always very prudent in my sharing with others about the steps that they can take. So I'll just put it out there for you and also everyone in the program or who's listening. It's really, really important for us to get the support we need from the community, our families, maybe church or you know, your temple or mosque or whatever it is, your spiritual community that you have in your surrounding areas, and also your medical doctor or maybe counseling, you know, when you're in that situation, make sure that you are, you know, covering all the bases. So it is a, you know, it's a challenging time, and you're going to go through, like all of us who have experienced loss like that, you know, maybe relationship or heartbreak, it's not easy to come out of. And, you know, we want to make sure that everyone is living or moving forward in a very balanced way. So if we are looking on the spiritual path for that to be the only way to deal with our challenges, especially when it comes to things like suicide or feeling really low or depressed or hopeless or helpless. So that's my practical or more prudent approach that we'll just put out there and reinforce, not only with you, Alicia, but everybody. You know, make sure that you're well-rounded, you're covering all the bases, you're coming on this spiritual path as a well-rounded individual. And if you feel like, oh my God, there's no one to reach out to, just ask the Divine to show you who to reach out to. And then as far as what you need to or could do next, or at the same time, is make sure that you are continuing on with your spiritual practices. But if you can get an astrology consultation, that would be really helpful, because it will show the problem with relationships. If that's what you're stressed out about, or that seems to not be, you can't fulfill it, or you've had heartbreak after heartbreak, I'm not only speaking about you, Alicia, but a lot of people. And, you know, if you can get an astrology consultation, it will help you to understand, okay, maybe this is, you've got a challenging planet, or you're going through a challenging period. And then you can do remedies for that. And then those remedies can be even simple as a mantra practice, that the astrologers can give you insight. That's what they're there to do. They light up that particular area inside of your consciousness. So they're not giving predictive fortune teller type things that they're seeing. They're looking into your chart, which represents your life path or your soul's journey, and they're saying, hey, this could be why you aren't experiencing fulfillment in relationship and or any area of your life. But in particular, if this is your relationship issue, then go find out from them how long this is going to be. Is it a lifelong thing? And then what can I do about it? So that's the first thing that I would the second thing that I would recommend after doing the practical things here on the earth plane. Even though astrology is also on the earth plane, it's a little bit up from that, spiritually wise. So once you get a look into or a peek into that seventh house, the seventh house issues, the heart relationship issues, then you can, do the practices for some time. You might even consider a nadi reading, where there's stronger remedies that can get done. You can do that on Skype, or you can do it, can come to India and have it done. And then there's also other remedies that you can do to get rid of really challenging congested energies that are causing the problem with relationships. That can be Karpasami reading, can be angel reading. These are all available on astrobed.com, which is Dr. Pillai's Pillai Center's sister company. And that's where all the Vedic sciences, the rituals, the services are done. And, to help you to get a breakthrough in that. So breakthrough in meaning it's going to help you to take the next step. So, and then there's also the advisory program, which is a program that will identify past lives or curses coming through your ancestors and that are passed on through your family. And you might even see the similar pattern in your family. Maybe all the women, not all the women, but maybe there's generations of women in your lineage, either on your maternal side or the paternal side, that has suffered. And they don't have, fulfilling relationships, whether it ends up in divorce or it's just a struggle or it's bitter. Yeah, he can also, Hanuman Das is the Siddha who has been chosen by Dr. Pillai to help people to remove ancestral curses or like snake curses that can cause a lot of bitterness in relationship and breaking in relationship or just pain. In general, poison, you know, like a snake would do when it would bite you and then poison you and maybe even kill you, you know. Not that your relationship would kill you, but it would, you know, it makes your heart ache. So, and also, if you have suicidal tendencies or thoughts, I'm not saying that anyone is suicidal, but there are tendencies that are not, that comes from outside of us. So it's not even us. It can be, an ancestor who did commit suicide, who is not at peace. And they're hammering away at our own thoughts. And they're, because we're evolving on this spiritual plane, we're a lot more susceptible. We're open to, these spirits that are restless. And so Hanuman Das can also help with that. There's other programs that, you know, services that you can, participate in as well, especially during new moons or any of the offerings that are available through Fly Center or Astrovid that will help the ancestors to be at peace. Maybe it's someone who just passed away recently and they are disturbing and causing such disturbance in relationship, in finances, in health, and they're restless, so they're trying to get our attention to propitiate them and then to release it. So those those are several of the programs that I can recommend. And then if you have any questions about anyone, not only you, Alicia, but anyone, you can write an email to me, sutrita@blackcenter.com or sundays@blackcenter.com, and then we can set up a call and I can discuss that, the different options further with you and take a better history of what's going on, and then we'll assess how to move forward from there. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Hello? Yeah, you just have to press *6. If you want to. Comment. I'm not sure if you've fallen off. Are you there, Alicia? Okay, so are there any other questions? Or so if you're not able to respond here on the live call, then please send an email and happy to discuss further about it. So it's not an easy thing to discuss, but it's a reality, isn't it? A lot of us have those kinds of thoughts, and we get so, with heartbreak especially, because it can be something that is so deep beyond even the heart. It goes into the soul. And how do we move forward from that? How do we even recover from that? How do we even get unstuck from that? And on an intellectual level, you can think, oh, I'm doing everything possible. But that's your intellect. That's not your heart and your soul. So we have to make sure that we are taking the steps to, again, get the comfort and support from anyone around us that has the patience and the compassion and can hold a safe space while we're going through it, through the healing process. And then also to reach out, you know, on the spiritual plane and path, and then get support from all the teachings. And what I mean by support is when we get into a routine or a practice, we're going to have moments where we're just, you know, welling up and crying for nothing, it seems. Like I was in the Tirtham, just dunking and dunking, and all of a sudden my whole body, I'm overwhelmed in this ocean. And I'm just crying, sobbing. You know, I went underwater to even cry because I was just so hit by different emotions. I don't even know what they were. Maybe I'll find out later. But I was just releasing so much that I couldn't even continue on. I had to stop partway through. And then I had to, you know, collect myself a little bit so I could hold my breath and go back under again. But as I continued on, it got lighter and lighter. So these practices really work. Whether you're here dunking in Rameshwaram, the karma-busting place of the planet, or you're doing it to pouring the milk or the water or juice or whatever it is that you're pouring on to the Shivalingam at home, you're doing the same thing. And because it's all... Yes.
Sucharita, it's Alicia. Sorry, yes. I could not unmute myself. It said the conference host had muted me. So then I hung up and I called back.
Oh, great. Okay, welcome back.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to thank you so much for sharing everything you did. And I actually bought the Fix Your Planet package, and I had the Astro consult with Mr. Sitapati just last week.
Sorry, what did you order?
The Fix Your Planet package.
Okay.
So it involves an Astro consult. And then...
Is it at Astrobit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically it involves a consult with an astrologer to figure out just what you said, you know, what planetary influences, and then there is the good planet fire ritual and all that. So I did do that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, but... I did not catch your email, and I'm definitely interested in perhaps corresponding with you a little more because I really want to change my life situation, and I really need help.
Okay. Yeah, so it's sucharita@flycenter.com.
So S-U-C-H-A.
R-I-T-A.
Uh-huh.
@flycenter.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know, are you receiving the weekly emails, Alicia, from Sundays with Sucharita?
No, I'm not. I just signed. I don't know. I was not getting anything, so I re-signed up today. So I'm hoping I'll get them now.
Yeah. I'm really sorry to you and also to the rest of the members. There's been a technical issue that we've just identified it because many people have been sharing with me that they haven't been receiving the weekly emails, and those notices will have my email ID and then also the call-in details for the call. The call-in details have not changed for almost 3 years. So
actually, there was an error. So when I signed up today, I got an email saying this is the call-in detail. And there was a 559 number, but when I called, it said the number has changed to 605 something, something. So you may want to check your email.
Thank you so much, Alicia. Okay.
Yeah, and even the callback, you may want to check that number too, the recording one. Yeah.
All right. I will let our tech team know that. Thank you very much. And I'll be looking for your email.
Yeah. I would love to, if possible, discuss this with you a little more, and any guidance you can give me, I'll appreciate it so much.
Oh, very welcome. Well, thank you for sharing, and it's not an easy thing to share about, and it's really going to help inspire others too.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Alicia.
Yeah.
So you just need to press *6 so I don't mute you out and you don't have to call back in. Yeah, good. So that's what it is. You know, we have all these challenges, we have to figure it out from our end. Okay, what is it? I know that I got karma, I know that I'm stuck, or I know that there's challenges, but what am I going to do moving forward? And so that's those suggestions or recommendations that I shared with you are recommendations and suggestions that have been shared with me by Dr. Pillai over almost 20 years, and I'm happy to be able to have been passing those words of wisdom and all the supporting the people here and the community over the years who need the guidance and the extra support to get through these challenging times, and not just get through them, but just destroy them. Destroy that karmic pattern. Whether it's your ancestors who are bombarding your thoughts, and then that seeps into your everyday action and you're almost robotic. It's like we are taken over. As Dr. Pillai says, your genes think. Your brain doesn't just think. Your genes think. And we're all connected to the lineage. And, you know, our genes, even though those ancestors are in other realms, they are activated when we are on the spiritual path and we're connecting to those higher realms. So we feel their pain, they try to get our attention so that we can do the things like tarpanam. We can do the things like, you know, calling on Ganesha to remove the obstacles in our lives. We can do participate in services. Being here in Rameshwaram also takes care of the ancestors, as I mentioned. So praying for the ancestors every day, it just in general. You don't have to say, hey, grandma, grandpa, or whatever, whoever has passed. In fact, it's not encouraged to do that because we don't want them to be pulled to the earth plane. It's okay, you can have memories, but then the memories are usually charged by emotions, good or bad, right? And that helps. That will tie us to them, and they will be tied or bound to us. So it's really, really important, whatever they've done in their lifetime, we just help them and say, you know, please, God or divine being, you know, release these souls. Release this ancestor lineage on my mother's side, my father's side, to go to higher realms when you do the tarpanam, you know, the rice, flour and sesame, black sesame, that's all you really need. And then you just put a handful of that into the water from your tap after you take a shower, and you just, it's a miracle that this is so available to us, and it will do so much. So you just keep doing the tarpanam every day. You can do it several times a day if you feel overwhelmed, especially if you have heartbreak or financial challenges. That leads to heartbreak. Or worry or anxiety, survival anxiety. Or we're just stuck in a dead-end job or dead-end career. Look, we're even call it dead-end. you know, it's dead because it's being influenced by other realms. The ancestors, they're no longer here. They're dead. They're passed on, but they're stuck. So, you know, we have that, you know, dead end energy in us, and we can't get unstuck from it. So we've talked about this a lot, and Dr. Pai continues to talk about it, and he will continue to give us technologies, give us the services. If you can afford to do that at this point in time, they have tarpenum services that are offered monthly, and it's pretty reasonable. You can do it every new moon, and you know, and you just put your ancestors' names. Those of you that can, you can remember their names, or you just can, you know, do the package, order the package, and it will be done on every new moon. And then it's coming up too in September for those people who, like myself, I had been doing minimum packages because I couldn't afford the big package. But last year I managed to do the big package, and it was expensive, but it was worth it. At the time, for me, it was a stretch. And to me, it was unreachable. I wouldn't be able to do it. And I just started to put the money away. And then I'm going to do this Mahalaya, it is. It's 14 or 15 nights of ancestor services that are done on your behalf so that you can... This is the release of those who are, and it's pretty darn amazing, because after that, then here I am, you know, maybe 6 months later, I think it was, not even 6 months, and being able to do this wonderful spiritual adventure and continue to propitiate the ancestors, thanking them for going to higher heights, higher realms. Me to be doing something that is not only for my own gene pool, but for all ancestors that I can think of, and then just the whole world, you know, all of humanity. Whether that is doable or not, that's my prayer. I'm sticking to it. So it makes me happy to be able to do it and to be able to share with you and see, as the Golden Age, the door has opened up, and if more and more of us can do whatever it is that we can do, and again, it can be just you doing your tarpenum at home in your shower, you know, after you take your daily shower, and you know, praying for your ancestors wholeheartedly and at the level of the soul and releasing it, and then when there's enough of us doing it around the globe on a regular basis, we will raise the consciousness. So that's what I wanted to share with everyone today about the travels here in India. This is the 13th moon coming up, and it's a particularly good one in that if you have debts, any kind of karmic debts, especially money, related to money, you can participate that and get that absolved. And again, it's not... Because our problems or our life situations have been lifetime after lifetime, and that, or maybe in this lifetime, decades, and we just are, you know, at our wit's end, then we also have to look at it and say, okay, I've just started on the spiritual path, and it's going to take some time, or I've been on the spiritual path, and I continue to do it because it's keeping me on the spiritual path. It's keeping me to focus on my spiritual routine that I do every day. And it can be just playing music in the background, a mantra in the background. It can be doing a meditation practice and put it on repeat so that you're not just doing it for 20 minutes. You're doing it for 40 minutes. So, and everybody's regular routine is regulated by everyone. It's customized by everyone. So just because people say, I do mine every day, blah, 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 that's great. But, you know, the divine knows what you can and cannot do. So be as consistent as you can be with your own spiritual practices. And then that will help to bring in a lot of intelligence. As Dr. Pillai is sharing about Ganesha, there's a great program offered through Pillai Center, all about Ganesha. Check it out. And if you can't afford it, get on that program, because Dr. Pillai is resonating. He's channeling, or he's being infused with Ganesha's energy. And Ganesha is the elephant-headed being who can make things happen in an instant. And to be able to do instantaneous manifestation means that we have to have the speed. Our intelligence has to be set up. And it's not intelligence at the intellectual level, it's super intelligence. It's beyond human intelligence. And so that's it. Kind of an exciting thing to be delving into, is the practice maintaining or sustaining or bumping your Ganesha practice up even more so, and getting it really, getting all the empowerments that you can from Ganesha in this year, in particular 2016-2017, because Dr. Pillai is really pushing out all that energy through him, through the teachings, through the practices, through the mantras. Even if they're old practices, he even says, look at all the YouTube videos that I've done in the past. Even in programs that you've been participating in, revisit them. You know, they're all sitting there in Pillai Center. You can log in and then search for the ones that were about Ganesha, and or participate in the new one, because it is the, it's kind of like, this is the God of the year, so why not go talk to him? He's the superstar. He's the advisor. He's the one who can get things done for you. So tapping into that energy through those the teachings, the practices, the program, it doesn't mean that you're going outside of yourself. You're going outside of yourself to go get that information, but that information has to wake up inside of you. So, again, people can say, well, I've been doing mantras, I've been doing practices, I've been doing, you know, all that I can and for decades. Keep doing it. All the masters will say that anyways. Just keep doing it. And that's what keeps me going anyways. When I find that I've plateaued, or I'm frustrated, or I feel like, oh, all the efforts that I put in are not reaping the rewards, and I have to look at, oh my God, what kind of karma do I have? I got to take care of that. No one else is going to do it. I got to get the support, but I have to really take the steps and continue to take the steps, because that's what we're here to do. Beyond the spiritual path and beyond the material path at the same time, be balanced. And is there someone there? Okay. No one's there, no one's speaking, no one has any questions, no comments, no shared experiences about maybe being with the nine knights of the goddess during spring Navaratri, Vasanta Navaratri, that was just recently. I was in a part of Tamil Nadu in southern India, where the goddesses are really alive, and was able to go to one of the temples for one of the rituals there. I think I spoke with you guys, everybody here, just right after that. I think it was this program. Could have been another program. Anyways, and I was asking the goddesses in the prayers and in the temple visit, you know, I really want to experience you at a whole new level. And then I went to this, I'm in another place now, and it's the nine nights are finished. And also Rama Navami, Rama's birthday, was also right after that. And I'm in the place of Rameshwaram, which is the place named after Rama. Or Rama is a part of the first part of Rameshwaram, and then Ishwara is the name for Shiva, So it's the place where Rama goes and propitiates Shiva for killing Ravana, the demon king, who took his wife, and there's a whole story behind it. Lord Hanuman is part of the story as well. He's the impossibility buster. The bridge to Lanka is built by Hanuman, Lord Hanuman, sang Rama on the rocks, and he threw them into the water, and then they floated, and that created this bridge. That's the mythology behind it. So it's a place where there's a lot of spiritual mythology happening, and there's a lot of, since times immemorial, this is all about humanity. You know, the plight of humanity. You have to have the faith, you know, to make the mountains move in your life. And if the mountain, you know, if you can't get to the mountain, then make it come to you, meaning that get that problem solved with a bigger, more intelligent, or more powerful force. And that's part of us, and as a collective consciousness, or collective subconscious, or unconscious, as they say, through the mythology, through doing all the practices, through the mantras, and the spiritual, going to these places, these vortices, these temples. So going to Rameshwaram, this temple, is it's a really powerful time for me anyways. It drew me here. It was not in the itinerary. And because I was in Kumbakonam for going to be staying there for some time, and now I'm here. And it just happens that it was right after the goddesses, right after Rama's birthday. And then it's right going to be during a Pradosha. So the divine is really pushing all of us to be in the right place at the right time, to understand the connection, and then to be able to share that with everyone here who's listening now live, or everyone here who's in the lobby and they're getting it, or anyone who's listening afterwards to the recording. And so when I went to the goddess in Kumbakonam, and I was praying during Navaratri, I want to experience you in a whole new way. And so when I came here and went to the temple, there was this guide who came, and he came out of nowhere. We didn't, you know, we didn't have it planned ahead of time. So at the last minute, he was just available, and we got him to take us through this huge temple complex. And I've been here lots of times. And he took us to this place where all these goddesses were. And he just said, he pointed his finger, because he didn't speak, his English wasn't too great. And but he just pointed as we were rounding another corner. And I looked and I went, oh my God, it's goddesses. And I just was standing in front of them. And I got all this energy, empowerment. I don't even know what to call it. It was just like I was being infused with this shakti, this energy, this spiritual energy. And, you know, off I went. I think there was seven of them, big statues in a row, big granite statues, and they're all decorated. And at one, I went in front of each and every one, and just closed my eyes and said, okay, just, you know, whatever information you have to give me, then just download it into me. And I stopped partway through and opened my eyes, and I looked, you know, and really connected with this one goddess, and I was like, oh, wow, I'll have to remember that and Google her. But then I, you know, went off, and then I thought, oh, my God, I'm in the place where Rama, you know, propitiated Lord Shiva to get rid of his sins for killing the demons. And that's what we're all here to do, is to kill the demons in our lives, kill those demonic forces, meaning, you know, anger, frustration, greed, jealousy, envy, the old storylines about yourself or about other people that you just, you know, are there, and that we can't get rid of them. So it was really empowering to go through this whole journey and to be able to make sense of it or piece it together like a puzzle and then share it with everyone here. So I hope it's been a helpful program. And I'm just going to leave the line open for a bit in case anyone wants to ask a question or has anything to share before we close. Ah, I know. Chitragupta is coming up. It's the full moon. And speaking of ancestors or your past lives, where you don't even know, but you might have a boon coming, meaning that you might have some past life grace coming to you. When you pray on this full moon in particular, you can get a lot of stuck patterns and sins or mistakes that we've made in the past. You can get that released. And you can read about Chitragupta, on Astrobed or Ply Center, or you can Google it as well. But if you can participate in one of the services or the remedies that are being offered through Ply Center or Astrobed, you can really get some insight into what it is that is preventing you from progressing or having a breakthrough. And you can find out too that you can get blessings from previous lifetimes that are going to, through Chitragupta's grace, those doors will open up. It's like a treasure chest. Here's your investment. You maybe were praying in previous lifetimes. You were maybe really good in previous lifetimes that you, you had invested all the spiritual powers and practices and, prayers, and you were good. You did good deeds. And then somewhere you messed up or you decided to come to the earth plane and do something else in a different lifetime. But that past lifetime is about to be available to you. All those good deeds, all those benefits are about to be available. So it's kind of like investments that mature, or RSPs or whatever it is in your country, where you've been putting away some money every month or year, whatever it is, into different, GICs or different types of investments or into your savings. And now you're going to be able to take it out and it's not going to be a huge penalty. You're actually going to benefit and you're going to get all this boom. So that can come alive if you have that in your awareness, have that in your consciousness, or if it's pulling at you. Hey, I wonder what my past life credit is all about. I'd like to cash in on that. And it doesn't just mean in the form of money. It can be relationship. Maybe you have a past life relationship that needs to be unfolding, or you need to get the gifts in your current relationship that are from that past life where you did really good things for that other person or they did good things for you, and that is coming to you now. So it's your rewards of the past that we want to experience at this point in time, and then Chitragupta will open that up to you. It will open that memory up, or that at the soul level, that will just come to you. So the more we understand how every day rolls out, how every week rolls out, and we do the things that we are able to do on that day, then that's going to be really living a life of adventure at the level of the soul and at the level of the physical. So the ability to manifest in a miraculous way, meaning supernatural. It's out of the ordinary. It's not ordinary. It's unbelievable. It's like, for me, this is unbelievable that I'm here, and then I'm just piecing all the time shaktis together and go, oh my God, this is leading to this. This is leading to this. So even if I have my agenda or itinerary set, it can get changed by the divine. And then I'm, I have to be willing to jump in a car and drive for 7 hours. Bumpy roads, that's what it is, and that's like life. Whether I'm back in Toronto or here, there's going to be bumps, there's going to be delays, there's going to be long and drawn out experiences, but then there's going to be all the good things too. So So, so it's, sorry, I was just getting a ping. So it's, I'll be on this continued adventure for, I'm not really sure how much longer, but as we go along every week in any of the programs that I'm participating in, facilitating, I'm happy to share it all with you, and I hope it can inspire you in your own life to, you know, get the most out of your life and be, you know, living from not just the head or the intellect or thinking you're doing it right and something is not right, thinking that you're not doing it right or someone's doing something to you, you're doing something to yourself. That's all karma. So we just want to get clean, fresh, clean slates every day. So do your tarpenum, do your limes, your lemons. I just bought a bag, 2 bags of coconuts. There's 108 coconuts in the back of the car that have been traveling for about 8 or 10 hours, you know, down the highway in India to come to this place. And tomorrow I'm happy to be going out to the ocean and shore, and then just where the karma busting place of the planet is, and then just taking those coconuts and busting them there and being able to bust them for not only for myself but for everyone who I know and love dearly, and I'm so grateful for everyone's support. And that's one of the last things that I wanted to share since no one's interrupting. I was in the wells, and you go around to the wells and they pour a bucket, they put the bucket of water into each well. And the guy is there, and you go up to the bucket, and I'm in my clothes, my temple clothes, but I know I'm going to get soaked. So that's how it is. Everybody does. So I go to this well, and it's the place where it's called. It removes the sin of ingratitude. And I forget what the story is, but you can look it up on. Google it, 22 wells at Rameshwaram, I think it is. Maybe we'll find the link and we'll put it on the blog and in the emailer. But it tells you each of the wells and then what energy is available or what sin was there or who did what to remove that negative karma. So I went to this well where it was some guy had been ungrateful, and I went and I got the bucket of water poured on me, you know, it was sort of halfway through. And then I went, oh my God. And I turned around, I went back and I said, please do this again. And I just had this overwhelming sense of gratitude. And I was so, all these people who I'm so grateful for in my life, in the past, even those who I had challenges with, I'm so grateful because had I not, you know, gone through this life and had the ups and downs, I would not be in that moment of getting this second bucket of water poured on me and feeling that gratitude. So it's not just in my head, it's the whole experience, the whole body experience, that overwhelming sense of gratitude at the level of the mind, the body, and the soul. And of course, grateful to everyone who's supporting me here and all the members and yes, Dr. Ply for introducing me to Rameshwaram so many years ago and continues to send me here. On some level he knows, okay, get down there, you got to be there, get some karma removed and do something. So that was something that I'd shared with Radha, our Vedic astrologer and sport person who puts out the emails. I just shared with her that I wanted to I went to that well and I was saying prayers. Of course, I'm saying prayers for her and everybody. And I just came and I had to have a double bucket on my head because it was just, you know, we really have to look in our lives and say what we have to be really grateful. I mean, we don't have to be anything, but I'm just encouraging everyone to be grateful for everything that you're going through, because if we don't go through all the things that we're going through, we won't have satisfied all the desires, good or bad. We had them in the different lifetimes and in this lifetime. So they have to be nullified or neutralized or just completed, finished. Mm-hmm. And as we all say on this path with Dr. Pillai, we want to experience karma light. So we'll experience the karma but not get too stuck in it, and then have a way out. So there's a way out for everyone this week. Participate in Pradosham, participate in Chitragupta. Those are the main ones. There's other things going on. You can read all about that on Astrovet or Pillai Center. If you can, please join the Ganesha program and get to know him. He's an archetype that's available for everyone, but that energy of the archetype will come alive in you in a whole new way. And it will be lit up and fire you up, fire up your intelligence, not at, just at the brain level, the intellectual level. It's going to be at the body, mind, and soul. And as Dr. Pillai says, I'm channeling all this, so anytime you call on Ganesha, you're getting my power coming through. And that's the great thing about being with the masters, that is like a master board, a master switch, a power board. And so whatever you do, you're going to get that enhanced, magnified, millionfold. And it can happen in a wink of an eye. So, you know, karma can go along, but then, bing, it can just change it instantaneously. And you avoid, as Dr. Pillai said, Ganesha will do things in a really great way, in that he will say, okay, in your life, he'll be going here, going there. He'll say, okay, you need to say this. You need to do this now. You need to avoid this. And then not only you need to avoid it, or you need to say, or you need to do, there'll be the thing happening that will get you out of that obstacle. Will get you out of having those challenges. So why not, be a part of a program that is going to be a part of a global community, and then also get to know that Ganesha energy inside you that's been there since forever. And it's just waiting for you to wake it up to a whole new level. So happy obstacle busting, happy Pradosham, karma busting, and Chitragupta full moon this week. And I'm just going to pause in case there's anyone who has a burning question, comment, before we wrap.
Hi, Sucharita. This is Diane. I just wanted to thank you so much. This is my first call.
Oh, hi, Diane.
And I just found the ritual, the puja that we did, that it was so powerful, and I almost could feel like I was right there. And even though the phone break, was breaking up here and there, I just feel like it really shifted things for me. And I just wanted to say I'm just very grateful for these calls. I plan on being on more of them. So I just wanted to thank you so much.
Oh, great, Diane. Well, welcome to the program. And please keep sharing, and you're going to be inspiring others, I'm sure, with your stories and your shared experiences as we go along.
Great. Thank you so much. I'd like to do that. I would like to be able to do that.
For sure. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was really, really powerful. I mean, just really, I could just, I just felt that connection to you and India and Dr. Pillai. How do you say his last name?
Pillai.
I'm a little familiar with him. I was just on his YouTube videos last night, and it reminded me of him, and then I got a link to you, and so here I am. And I'll probably go back and listen to the recordings, some of your recordings. It sounds like a great program.
Oh, fantastic. Well, enjoy, and maybe one day you'll be here in India.
Maybe. I've never been there.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah, great. I'm open.
All right. Well, take care, Diane, and please be in touch. You can be in touch by email, too.
Okay, thanks. That might be good. I do have some questions. I don't want to bring them up right now, but thank you so much.
Okay, Diane. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay, many blessings.
Thank you. Take care. God bless.
God bless you.
Anyone else have any questions or comments before we wrap? Special thanks to everyone who shared, and also to Radha and Yagna for being here, our support team in India for all these years with this program. And I wish you all the best of the blessings coming from the teachings this week, the time shaktis this week, and all the karma-busting energy this week that is available from thousands and thousands of miles away. And I'll be praying for everyone, and with God's grace, you'll receive the blessings. So take care. God bless, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.